Hey, welcome back, my fellow deplorables, to the Amber May Show. I'm so glad you're here today with me because I have a fantastic show just for you. Joining me today on the Amber May Show is a good friend of the program, Doug Billions from the Right Side with Doug Billions Show. So I hope you enjoy this particular podcast. There's going to be a lot of hope that we bring to you today. So if you're feeling down or you feel like maybe this country isn't going the way you expect it to go, we're going to explore some of the wins that we've had as a group, as a movement, as patriots. God's not finished with this country yet, and we're going to talk about that on today's show. So please like, share, and subscribe. That helps me so much. Please like, share, and subscribe this episode to your friends and on your social media platforms. And visit theambermayshow.com. And while you're there, if you would please consider becoming angel donors to the program, that would be fantastic. I'm looking for donations just to keep this going. 5, 10, 20 bucks, 100 bucks, whatever you have. So if you'd like to be an angel investor on the Amber May Show, that'd be so fantastic. I'd really appreciate that very much. And while you're at theambermayshow.com, check out the promo section. I've partnered with patriotic businesses to save you money, give you a discount, and they also support the Amber May Show. So it's a win-win-win for everybody. And also join me on the Telegram at the Amber May Show on Telegram because I bring more content there than I do on the show. So I don't want you to lose out on any content. So join me there, follow me there. We'll have more discussion going on over there. So Telegram at the Amber May Show. So without further ado, up next is Doug Billings. Told you the one and only Doug Billings is joining me on the Amber May Show. He's a friend of the program. I am so elated to be having you on my program once again. I've been looking forward to this interview since we booked it. Welcome, Doug, to the program.
Amber May, it's about time we do this again. I'm happy and proud and honored to be here. Thank you.
Oh, it was a blast. So you just wrapped up the Reawaken tour. I'm going to put a link in the description so people can check out the speech you gave. I didn't get to check that out. So tell us a little bit about that speech that you gave at the Reawaken America tour that just happened last weekend.
Sure. Yeah, last weekend we were up in Batavia. I think that's how you pronounce it. Batavia, New York, just outside of Rochester. For the latest stop on the Clay Clark General Flynn Reawaken America tour. And people, if they want tickets, can go to timetosaveamerica.com. You can name your own price over there, as Clay says. I'm sure Amber may have a promo code for you. I don't know, but
No, I didn't sign up for
well, in
one.
that
So
case, you can
use
use the
Doug.
right side.
Use Doug. Yeah.
Use the right side.
Right.
Yes. Well, so my speech, Amber, so when I started doing these last year in Tulsa at the first one, it was they've always been my speeches always try to focus on hope in this nightmare. We are in a nightmare. There's no doubt about it. Administrator Biden and the Communist Socialist Party have thrust upon us purposeful chaos, border crisis, fuel crisis, food crisis. I mean, we can go down the list. But we do have reason to be hopeful in this country. America is not on her deathbed. We are in a nightmare. People always wake up from nightmares. And so what we have here, I think, thanks to Clay Clark and General Flynn and all of the people that are on this tour, is a wake-up call. They're helping to wake up the country to the tyranny of the radical left party in Washington, D.C. And so I focus on hope, on defaulting to the positive and seeing our way through this. And part of that is admitting as conservatives, and some people, I lose some people here when I say this, because the truth, in this era of stolen American presidential elections, when something is stolen from us, we want it back as quickly as possible. And I'm no different. I want President Trump back as soon as possible. But we have to operate from that desire, from a place of reality. The myths that came along the way since last year when we began this have been many. I mean, a couple of the key ones are the military's in control and President Trump is still in, you know, he's behind the scenes. He's still running the show with the military. You're going to see this happen. He's going to be back before 2024. You know, sit back, relax, eat your popcorn, which drove me absolutely crazy on one level, because it's just not true. Mm-hmm. It's just not the truth. And I owe the truth to my audience. I owe them my perspective on what I see is to be the truth. And then secondly, sit back, eat your popcorn, enjoy the movie, you know, things like, or things of that nature. I mean, really angers me, because it takes an entire swath of people who are gullible enough just to sit back and do nothing and wait, because they assume that Trump is in control. These people, these influencers, are telling them so. So they sit back, they don't get involved in their local level of politics. It's the same old thing when nothing changes, because no one's getting involved. And so people have to understand. Now, there's in our movement. So that's the first one. The military is in control. Trump is still pulling the strings. He's in charge and so forth. The second one is that, well, wait a minute. President Trump, when he was still in office, Doug, he signed a series of executive orders.
Yeah.
And these executive orders are going to usher him back into office. We just have to let this play out. This is a plan that's, it's a military inspired backed plan, and we are going to be fine. The executive orders are, I mean, here, look at this plan. You can read it. Here's all the executive orders. And this guy put this together, and it's a brilliant plan. It's a page turner. Have you read this particular? I don't want to call it out loud.
No, I haven't. No, but to your point, Doug, about the executive order, Patrick Byrne just did an interview with Epoch Times. He's going to be coming on the program on Monday. I'm very excited about that. He talked about the night that him, General Flynn, and Sidney Powell went to the White House. They talked about this executive plan that you're talking about right now. When Donald Trump was in office, that could have been something they did, because they did find out there was Iranian influence in our election. So that could have triggered that. But with them discussing, and then he brought Rudy Giuliani, and there was a lot of people who were in this room and a lot of discussions being made. That's not the way they went. They were trying to, so they took 7 days and they found out, yes, the Iranians were involved in our elections. Therefore, we could trigger this. But they, General Flynn and Patrick Byrne and others, wanted to take another route and go through the state and the legislature. And so that's how that all happened. At least that's my understanding when I listened to it, his interview. And so I get to talk to him about that.
Good
but
for
you're
you.
Right.
I mean, interview.
It existed. It could have happened, but that's not what he chose to do.
Right. Yeah. And so, yeah, so it is. I've read it. It's a great plan. It's a real page turner. It's a good piece of work. It's a work of fiction. And so we have to convince people to come off that ledge of just blatant falsehood and myth, and come into the room of reality with us. And so the good news is, though, Amber, in our conservative movement, the people that believe that Trump is in charge, the military is in charge, or this theory about executive orders represents a very small minority. They're a vocal minority, but they're a very small. Most people, including President Trump and Eric Trump, who I've spoken to, have never even heard of these. I mean, Trump knows, you know, a little bit more than Eric, and people, their escape hatch would be, well, he's not going to tell Doug Billings anything. He's not going to tell the truth. That's their classic escape hatch. They're not, right. They can't tell you the truth. Well, they can tell you pieces of the truth. They might not be able to tell us all, but you can tell by talking to Eric. Eric has never heard of any of this. And Trump realizes that 2024 is his only pathway back. I've asked him specifically. He's agreed. He says, you got to run again. And so it's not a matter of.
So that's what he told you, huh? That is his only pathway back is 2024.
He says, we said, you're going to be very happy that I'm going to make an announcement. We're going to run and we're going to take it back. We've got to get involved. And so that was within 30 minutes of the meeting that I had with him at Mar-a-Lago. So there's no formal announcement. And, you know, my question, are you going to run? I think you're going to be very happy. I think it's the only pathway forward. That's what he said. So we'll see. We'll see what he said.
Well, speaking of,
I'm on record as saying he's going to run. I even think he's going to choose DeSantis as his running mate.
Wouldn't that be amazing? That would be a power team. Wouldn't it be a power team? Yeah. The only reason why I think Ron DeSantis might turn it down is because of his wife's health conditions, but I don't know. I don't know if things have changed with his wife's health conditions or not. I think that'd be the only reason why he wouldn't take the job, but those two together, I would love that. And right. So speaking of the president, you talk to Eric Trump. You've been friends with Eric Trump for a while. They've invited you to the Mar-a-Lago, which I slip out of the tongue and say the White House. It
Yeah.
just kind of comes out. Hey, you've been to the White House. I mean, Mar-a-Lago. How are they doing after the raid, after the FBI raid?
They're fine. They're more resolved than ever. You know, it's I think that if it were anybody else, all of these false accusations, the witch hunts, everything, the persecution, I don't know if anybody else other than Trump could withstand all of this. So, but they're fine. And I think that what we're beginning to see now, as we look at the raid in hindsight, it's become the very first night it happened, I said, well, this is going to backfire. This is going to be the biggest boomerang in the history of FBI. It's going to come right back at them, smack them in the face. And I think what it's done is it's emboldened the resolve of President Trump to make that announcement about 2024. I just think he's determined. And Eric Trump, not on my show, but I was watching him on another network, and he said, I'm going to say this for the first time ever. I said, I really do hope my dad now just runs, and I hope he gets out there and rubs their faces in it. So I think we're going to see that happen. I've made, you know, nobody knows, including me. I look at what's going on, and I try to give a projection of what I see. I think he's going to do it sooner than later. There's some issues with when he does it. Does he do it before the midterms or after? If he does it before the midterms, does he get all of the advances of, and the money that he can get from the National Party or not? So there's some of that to work out. But I think he's going to announce, and I'm on record as saying he's going to run again. I mean, I just don't see, and I know there's people out there who really believe he's coming back before 2024. I'm here to tell you we need to engage in disengaging from that myth.
Well, the only way I could see it happen, okay, is there's the only way I could see President Trump coming back between 24 is if three states nullified. Arizona, as you know, Representative Mark Fincham, he put in a resolution to nullify three of our counties. And the people that were running, the House of Representatives, Rusty Bowers, was is completely establishment. He is totally against We the People. Thank God he can no longer be in office. He couldn't be in the House of Representatives, and he lost his Senate seat. Thank the Lord. But we have, you know, Carrie Lake, she knows about the election fraud. We know Mark Fincham's going to be Secretary of State. He knows about election fraud. We're going to have so many more Republicans that hit into the Arizona state legislature because of redistricting that I could see Arizona pulling back their electors. I could see that. And Wisconsin's talked about it. And if they actually do it, that'd be two. And then we'd need one more. That's the only way I could see it happening before 24. Because, like you just said, it was stolen. And like you said, I want it back too.
Yeah.
However, whatever happens, you know, it's really God who's going to be in control and figure out, you know, if he wants Donald Trump in now or later. Because you've said something before where he took Donald Trump out to protect him. And I thought that was a I thought you were right, you know, that it was a divine providence that God took Donald Trump out
Yeah.
to protect him. And
Yeah, I
also
do.
to reveal the wickedness, how much wickedness is in our country.
Yes, you're right. I do believe that. I think that, you know, when we think of divine providence, we all say that, but what does that really mean? What does it look like? What is a divine, you know, divine providence, meaning the hand, the active hand of God involved in our salvation history and our world and so forth and so on. I don't know of any time other than when Jesus Christ walked to the earth that God himself came down on the planet and took care of things himself. You know, God always uses people to do his tasks, to continue his ministry, to spread his word. He uses us. So when people say God's going to take care of us, I mean, I agree with that. However, God's going to take care of us through us. We're going to be we're the people of God are going to have to get involved at the local level and take back control, which we're doing. We are doing, and we've seen dozens upon dozens examples of victories. But when you look at divine providence and you try to think, what does that mean? I used the example of divine providence taking President Trump out and setting him on the sidelines, saying, I've got to protect you here, Mr. President, because although you did win the election, thank you very much. If you were in the Oval Office, if you were in the White House, the Communist Socialist Party in control now, remember, there are no more Democrats in the elected class. The controlling majority party, would have impeached you for a third time and you would have been done. You could have never run for office again, and they would have done it. Who could possibly doubt that? It would have certainly been illegitimate, but they would have done it, and he would have been out. So God says, nope, sorry, got to set you out. And then while you're out, we're going to expose even more of the deep state, which you started to do. And I think that's when you look at Trump, the greatest president this republic has ever had, the single most significant thing that he did was reveal to us the depth, the breadth, and the evil of the deep state.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break. Hey guys, I want to give you a pro tip to help keep your family healthy when everyone around you is coughing, sniffling, or sneezing, okay? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go first to drstellamd.com. When you're there, go ahead and grab some COVID bites. Also, get your ivermectin, set up your telemed appointment, and get your ivermectin. I'm going to give you a promo code to help you save some money, and use promo code AMBERMAY, one word, and that will help you save money. Now, here's your pro tip for you. You can use this on your entire family. The adult doses too. I've talked to a medical expert. They said cut it in half when you're dealing with children, so one tablet. What I do with my kids, because it's just too big of a pill for them, I get a blender, I put a pill in there, I fill it with water and like some flavoring, and then boom, I have them drink it before school. Pro tip, and what it has, and it's amazing. It has quercetin, vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, all the therapeutics to help keep your body healthy and working at optimum health. Support your body's immune system when you use the COVID bites. They're amazing. So go to drstellamd.com, grab your COVID bites, get your ivermectin, use promo code AMBERMAY, and save some money.
It's because of a mutual friend of ours that I was actually connected with you. Michael, the artist, the Commander's artist, he's a friend of yours, and he's done some work for you. He's designed the logos on this show. And the Commander's artist, he's a great guy, isn't he? He speaks very highly of you.
Now, Michael is a terrific American patriot. And if anybody, I hope that you will promote his website, and him, he does the artwork that he does is very, very patriotic. And one of my sort of big things with Michael is Michael came into my life through this political persecution journey that my family and I went through. And he stepped up in a big way to help us raise some money for our legal defense. And Michael and I have become very good friends, and he's a terrific, faithful man. And I love him.
So visit thecommandersartist.com today. Use promo code AMBER and save some money at checkout. You are listening to The Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress. He did, and it got people like you and I fired up, and we get to talk about it on the show and bring examples to the people that watch our programs, and it got them fired up, and so on and so forth. And to your point about one of the victories, let's take a look at one of the victories in Wyoming. Liz Cheney's out. One of the establishment Republicans, gone. Thank the Lord. You know, for the first time in my life since I've been a voting person, there have been real people, just real regular citizens standing up and running for elections. So we finally, for the first time in our life, had someone worth voting for, whether it was Carrie Lake in Arizona, Mark Fincham, so on and so forth. And then in Wyoming and across the nation, I mean, we are getting rid of these people. And I was kind of surprised at how we've been able to get rid of them, because I thought they were going to step up their cheating game. I really did. But maybe it's because we got so involved with poll watching and at the elections and going instead of mail-in ballots, you know, going in same day voting. I know that was a big point in Arizona, because they couldn't tell how many ballots they needed to defeat a Carrie Lake or a Mark Fincham. And so I was just a little bit surprised. I thought they'd pull some kind of shenanigans like they did in 2020, where they shut down the counting, and I don't know. I just thought they were going to step up their cheating game, and maybe they felt like if they did, it was really going to be even more obvious in 20. I don't know, but I just expected the cheating and the establishment people to get back into office. That's what I expected. So I am so grateful that a Liz Cheney is out, and Rusty Bowers is out, and those kind of people are out, and we have a new people. So if Donald Trump does decide to run, which I can't imagine what it'd be like to be Donald Trump, because everywhere he turned, even Patrick Byrne said in his interview with Epoch Times, even his own White House attorney didn't even tell him his options with his executive orders or with the other things that Patrick Byrne and General Flynn and Sidney Powell were bringing. He turned to him and said, how come you didn't tell me about it? The whole time Patrick Byrne had people on the inside telling him that that guy couldn't wait to get Donald Trump out of office and was rushing his staff to make sure he was out of office. No matter where that man turned, there was knives being put in his back. I don't know what it would have been like to be a man who was the most powerful person in the world, who didn't know who he could trust. No matter which way he turned, was that person for him or against him? I can't imagine what that'd feel like. And it took a very special individual. God put talents and treasures in that man to be able to withstand all of that backstabbing. And to me, if I was him, because of that experience the last 4 years, I don't know that I'd want to ever run again. That had to be the worst 4 years of his life.
Yeah, he's definitely made for this. He has faced this kind of, not to this level, but I think there, you know, through his life in real estate and so forth, the deals and the opposition in New York. I mean, New York is not an easy place to work and live either when you're up against the machine of politics. But I do think you're onto something with regards to his inner circle. That has been the Achilles heel of President Trump. These people that get into his inner circle and are not loyal or cause issues once they get in. John Bolton, for example. Even Mad Dog Mattis. I mean, at the very beginning, you know, hey, Mad Dog Mattis, but they didn't see eye to eye eventually on some things. And so there's a screening process there. I don't know that how you solve it necessarily, but it is obvious that the people that get into Trump's inner orbit haven't always been there to do the best for him. That's clearly true.
If it wasn't for the love the people had for President Trump and the reciprocal response back from the president, for the first time America had a president that loved the people. And I think had it not been that love relationship with the people and the president, I don't think he could have withstood all of the fiery darts and the backstabbing. Right. I think that was the only thing that kept him going. And I think him doing the rallies was the best thing for him, because it reminded him that we the people still support him, and that we the people think the world of him. And because of him being in office, he did. I was ignorant too. I knew we were corrupt, but to the level of corruption, like, I didn't know until Donald Trump came into office. And then Patrick Burns and started talking about more stuff. It's like, holy crap. Wow. It's really bad in our country.
An eye opener. Yeah. And Trump, wasn't it great? I mean, and I think that's where America, we, your audience, my audience, the people that watch the programs that we put out, we, you know, look, it's easy to default to the negative in the midst of what we're experiencing in the nation. I mean, we are in a nightmare. There's clearly, and I say, you know, my speech designed to get people back on track with hope, because, I mean, you look at President Trump and the love that he has for this republic. I mean, it's absolutely contagious. He just loves it. And I think, you know, how many of us in our own lives, we look at the country, why isn't it run more like a business? We got to get this thing under control. And nobody can doubt, even the people on the other side, the only thing that the people who don't like Trump have is his personality. They just don't like his personality. They don't have anything substantive. I mean, clearly the American economy, the American image, the American machine, the exceptionalism that's America was in high gear when Trump was in office. And there's no denying that. And to look at what we have now, you know, although I don't hold Elon Musk up as any kind of role model for conservatism, I do like what he said a couple of months ago, because I think millions upon millions of Americans are saying the same thing. And that is, for the first time in my life, I'm going to vote Republican, because people see John and Jane Doe on the streets of America. This is not what they signed up for. I got news for you. The ones that voted for Biden.
Well, also, I'm sure you're familiar with, it was reported on the War Room yesterday that there's a really big cartel war happening in El Paso and San Diego. And then it was also exposed that there are bunkhouses for the cartel in Arizona. And so none of us Americans are safe, because these people are brutal. They don't care who you are. They will kill you if you get in their way, or you don't even have to get in their way. I mean, they are nasty. The war is so bad. And yet these people are allowing you as an American citizen to be in harm's way, especially if you're in, especially California, New Mexico, Arizona, and Texas, especially because we're the first front lines of it. And they're coming into my state. And our governor, up until this point, has done jack crap about protecting his people. And the biggest job that the federal government has is to protect the people of the United States. And the drug cartel people come in, and there's a literal war going on at the border, and they don't care about you. But Donald Trump did care. And that's why he had to remain in Mexico. That's why he was building the wall, because he did care. You and I have known people who do those nonprofits at the border with the Reawaken America tour. And the Warriors for Ranchers told me stories about how they came on his ranch and was about to rape his kid.
Yeah.
If had he come any later, they would have raped his child, and he put a stop to it. I mean, this is the reality of what we are facing in America. I was recently talking to some Border Patrol agents. Let me tell you what they told me. So these little kids come across the border, and they're given these cards, these like index cards, and they hand it to the Border Patrol with their name and who their relative is in the United States. And these Border Patrol guys are supposed to call and verify that this is their relative. And the whole time they're hearing page turn after page turn after page turn, like these people on the other line have a book. And these relative of theirs have to confirm it. So they look and they look and they look to see if that was supposed to be their child. And it just it makes the Border Patrol guys absolutely sick, because once they confirm it, then they have to turn over the kid to this relative of theirs that they know deep down isn't their relative. The system is broken. The kids are in harm's way. The American people are in harm's way. And we don't have a government who cares, because they want this to happen. They just want this to happen. Right. What I appreciate about your show is the most thing I appreciate about your show is there's always hope in your show. You are probably the most hopeful podcaster I've come across. And I love that about you, Doug. I really, because you tell us how it is, and then you tell us, we got this. We're going to win. You invigorate us. I love watching your podcast. I'm high-fiving you. You don't even know. I'm like shouting, yes, you know, like I'm shouting, I'm cheerleading with you, because you get that stirred up in my soul because of this hope that you're bringing. And that is such a powerful thing in our movement, to have hope bringers. And I love that about you. I love that about your show. So like, I'm talking about your show. And so I got to know, where do we find your show at?
Thank you, Amber. Those are nice words. I appreciate it. So people can go to DougBillings.us. That's our website. They can find all of the shows that we've ever done over there. They can watch them for free. DougBillings.us. There's also the ability, if they feel like they want to join and become a member and support the program, they can do that as well. It's all voluntary. And that's where I try to send everybody. DougBillings.us.
Okay, cool. So what has been one of your favorite interviews that you've done? I know Eric Trump is probably one of them, the top one, but that's like an obvious one. Like, what's another one of your favorite interviews that you've done?
You know, it's interesting. Right away, my mind goes to a group of of high school kids who I interviewed here locally in the Kansas City area, who during the beginning of the pandemic were just so confused, and their hopes were dashed because they were, you know, ranging from student athletes who couldn't, you know, apply then and get their scholarships for college. They were academic scholarships that were at risk, you know, this whole distance learning issue. And they were all trying to figure it out. None of them were necessarily mopey, you know, or sad. They were just nervous and afraid about what does this mean for us in our world. And the intuition that these high school kids have, you know, I was very taken aback by their emotional intelligence when they look at this, and the hope that they had inspired me. They saw a way through it, and they were just going to hunker down and not buy into the myth, but try to search out reality and then get their lives back. And so I'm going to have a follow-up interview with those kids. That was one of my favorites. You know, certainly Eric Trump is an interesting interview, and it was an honor. General Flynn has become a friend of mine. We talk probably once or twice a week, and he's always, you know, a good interview and a good friend. I trust him, you know, in private conversations, off the record and so forth. I just don't think he's telling me anything but the truth, right, as he sees it. We were talking the other day about a post that I had put out on Truth Social that Devin Nunez retweeted, I should say. And it dealt with this topic that you and I were talking about, the myths, you know, Trump in 2024, he's not coming back. And so Devin Nunez retweeted it, and it caused some of the heads to explode out there that believe in that. But Flynn is always very encouraging and says, you tell the truth as you see it. And don't worry about the guests. People want to hear what you have to say. And so, Amber, I think, like you, people want to hear what Amber May has to say. I appreciate what you bring to the table with your perspective as well. And we're all in this together. My default to the positive is just the way I'm wired. I can't function defaulting to the negative. I mean, first of all, that's just depressing. Second of all, it's not reality. There's too much hope out there for us to capture. So every interview that I have or every show that I do, if there's not a guest, I try as best as I can to point out the hope and the victories and the way forward. And people have to realize that slow progress is still progress. And give yourself the virtues of wisdom with a capital W. Seek out wisdom in this world and what's going on. And then don't just react to what you see and what you learn. Reflect on it. And then take action in whatever way you can. Not everybody can start a podcast. Not everybody wants to, after a long day of work, go and sit through a 3-hour school board meeting. But that's what I call determined patriotism. That's the hard work of it all. So take action, wisdom, reflection, action. And then finally, maybe the most important virtue, just give yourself the blessing of patience to see this through. We're going to be fine. We're not on our deathbed. America, believe it or not, I know it might not seem like it, but America has been through worse than what we're going through now. So there's hope everywhere.
There is
a pack
hope.
Of blessings on our back.
And if we look at our wins, okay, we have won against the COVID-19 narrative. There was a lot of lives got saved, especially from the revelations the doctors were bringing, especially people like Dr. Artis and the other frontline doctors about the treatments that were working, and then the lies that were spread about COVID-19. We won that, you know, we were able to demask. We were able to fight back. There was a remnant. It was almost like God had a remnant out here that for some of us that we just knew like there was something not right about the whole thing. And we just didn't stop until we could get the truth out. And it took a little bit of people, and then it grew, and then it grew, and then it grew. And where's COVID now? Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break. Hey guys, it's Amber May, and guess what I have for you? I want to show you towels that actually work. Oh, they're from MyPillow. And right now, there's a killer sale going on MyPillow. When you go visit mypillow.com/Amber, these are the softest towels, and the towels actually work. So I was trying them out at her house, and then I'm like, I gotta go home and buy my own set of towels. And since then, I've been switching all my towels to MyPillow towels. So, hey, use promo code Amber at mypillow.com/Amber and get towels that actually work. Get a 6-piece towel set, normally $109. Get it right now for $39. So, mypillow.com, use promo code Amber.
What if I told you that there was a beauty product that also helped block fat? Would you be interested? I know you would, because it's something I'm interested in. The older I got, the more wrinkles that are showing up on the forehead, under the eyes. I got this Timeless box. It's amazing because the oil goes on after I clean up my face. The oil goes on and it helps with wrinkles. It helps with any kind of skin issues you might have. It's great for deterring insect bites. You gotta try it. It's amazing with that. And it's super easy. You just put it on your face and it just helps with any kind of skin issues you might have. Not only does the oil do that, but it also blocks fat. So put a dropper in your mouth right before you have a meal and you could be stopping fat right before the get-go. So if you want to lose weight and you want to have a beautiful looking face, or if you have skin, anything a skin that you're just like, I don't like this, then get the Timeless Pack at thetimelesspack.com. Use my name, Amber May. Use promo code Amber May and save almost half off on the Timeless Pack. So that's thetimelesspack.com, promo code Amber May, and save some money for getting your wrinkles and fat loss.
You are listening to the Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress. They don't have us locked down, they don't have us masked up. And that's because all of us united on that. And uniting is so powerful because the court of public opinion is the most important court there is. And then we are also rallied around having a fair and free election, an actual fair and free election, not the fair and free election they want us to believe that we have. And so we got to rally around that and look at all the victories that we are winning. Donald Trump's nominees have been winning and winning and winning and winning, and people finally stepped up, right? regular people said, enough of this, I'm going to run for office. One of the hardest things to do is campaign. I watched some of my friends here in Arizona campaign. It's so hard, but I'm proud of them for trying. Absolutely. And so we've won there. And I think we're going to keep winning. I don't see us losing this. I mean, we might lose like a battle here and there, but I think we've been progressing down the field and we're going to make another touchdown. I just see that happening. Yep. And come November 3rd, we're all going to celebrate because I think we're going to have the both houses. And I think our state legislators are going to be filled with red. I just see that coming. That's the Arizona I see. That's the Missouri I see. That's the Texas I see. That's the Oklahoma I see. I see red in almost every state legislator. That's what I see.
I agree with you. I agree. I think we're going to see a seismic shift in power in November. I think all of these people out there, you know, the conservatives are one thing, but the other people that are just fed up with the chaos who are running away from the Democratic Communist Socialist Party. That's another thing. They're adding up into our side of the column. I think you're right. I think we take 50 to 60 seats in the House and probably 4 to 5 in the Senate, maybe 6 at the outside if we feel a little bit lucky. But so, yeah, we'll have the majority. Trump in all of these endorsements, to your point, you know, if we peel back the layers of that, clearly he loves the country and he wants to insert and he wants to promote and what's the word, Amber? He wants to
endorse.
Thank you. My gosh, a mind melt there. He wants to endorse candidates that have the America First mantra and attitude and who will do it. That's part A. Part B, he's planning to run in 2024 and he wants to surround himself with a majority of people that will owe him their allegiance. And so he's doing this for 2 or 3 different reasons. And finally, I'll say this, the mask. We did beat the mask. Now, there are still people out there wearing them. And I've said, you know, there will always be the commie socialists who wear these masks. And two things, God bless these people that still feel like, you know, I'm talking about members of the general public who still feel as if they have to wear these masks. They're either malinformed or they're pledging allegiance to the Communist Socialist Party. There's no other reason to wear a mask. So I think the mask, it's always been political signaling. Don't get me wrong. It's never been about health. Who's ever really wanted to wear the mask is simply buying into the Communist Socialist Party platform. So political signaling, pledging allegiance to that party, I really view it that way. And it's too bad. But again, you'll see a fair share. I mean, I still travel quite a bit at the airport. You see some people with the masks on, but there's many, many more without. So it's good. Freedom is taking hold again.
You know, I never asked you, how did you get involved with the Reawaken tour and with Clay Clark? How did that come about?
So I went to his first one in Tulsa, Oklahoma last year. I was not scheduled to be a speaker, but I was invited to come back and meet and greet and so forth behind the scenes. They had heard about my show, but they didn't know enough about me. I had only been doing it for a few months at that point. And I met General Flynn and Lynn Wood, who that's a whole nother story, but I met Wood, became friends, and Mike Lindell. And so I got on the stage and people were recognizing me and coming up and talking and so forth, shaking hands. And Clay said, looks like you got something going there. Would you want to come back and try, you know, at the other tour stops? And so I said, yes. So it was just accident, really. I mean, I was invited to be there, but I wasn't, you know, part of the program. And
who invited
because of the reaction,
you?
What's that?
Who invited you?
I think it was Aaron Antis. Do you know Aaron?
Oh, he's one of Clay's. Of course.
Yeah. I think I got an email from Aaron. I'll have to look back, but I think it was him who, on behalf of Clay, reached out and said, hey, you want to come down and join us? So I went to the meet and greet the night before the event and the private dinner and so forth to watch the speakers and the pre-show event, whatever you want to call it. But again, I was not part of any official, I was just a member of that audience and got up on stage. And so people recognized me. I was blown away. I mean, you know how it is. I'm sure you get it. You every once in a while out in public, people go, hey, and they recognize you and it's flattering. And it happens more now than it did then, but it was just a God thing. This whole thing is a God thing. God, you know, I was 3 years ago, I was in corporate America in human resources. And he says, Doug, I'm going to need you over here. He did the same thing with you. I mean, we've all been plucked out of prior lives and we've been put into this fight because God has called us to do so.
Yeah, I heard it. My dad's last sermon, God's like, pick up your mic. Cause I was a radio broadcaster. Then I became mom for 9 years. And he's like, God, I heard my dad. I didn't know it was going to be my dad's last sermon. And I think it was also a good thing for me because the grief of going through my dad, you know, I think it was such a good healing for me to be a part of such a positive thing when God introduced me to Clay and then got to meet you and then find out my parents were, I had no idea my parents were watching you until I met you in person. You know, I didn't know that. And then here, I'm meeting the guy that my parents loved watching because they started turning off the news to watch people like you, you know? And so it was such a cool thing how we're from all states in the United States. And God brought this small group of podcasters together through General Flynn and Clay Clark. And now we're all friends and we're all supporting each other and we're all trying to save America. And I love General Flynn. He is a very trustworthy person. You just have to meet him. They say a lot of things about him that aren't true. You got to meet the man. Once you meet him, you're going to know he's a genuine person. He really cares about our country. And I've had the honor of talking to him a few different times. And he's an upstanding citizen. And I have a great deal of respect for him. He is my general, like Clay Clark says, you know. President Trump's my president, General Flynn's my general, and God is king. You know, that's how I feel too, just like Clay says.
Yeah, I love, and you're right. These group of people are so, they're such a good group of people, the people that are on this tour. And, you know, as I look at this, you know, the naysayers and the people that, I mean, again, I'm not going to give any time to that minority. It's a vast minority of anybody that would badmouth the event, anybody that badmouths Flynn, anybody, you know, all of this, Clay Clark and whatnot. They are mired in a minority of minutia that is not productive and it doesn't help. These events, if you look back in the course of our history, patriots have been doing this since even before we became a republic. You know, in colonial America, we would gather at churches. We would also gather at pubs and talk about the country, the republic, about its founding, about, you know, liberty, pursuing happiness and so forth. And everything that God has promised us in our own salvation history and throughout, you know, the Bible, Scripture, the Word of God, I just say salvation history. It couples so nicely with what America represents. It is, it's a conglomeration of hope, that the pursuit of wonder, joy, and meaning in this life that God fully intends every human being to experience. Vast amounts of wonder, joy, meaning, and we codify these things, and God inspires men to write them down in these documents, our founding documents. And so we're really fortunate in this country that we have three divinely inspired documents. I mean, we have the Bible, obviously, but the three others are our Constitution, our Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights. I really do believe inspired by God and written by men. Mm-hmm. And so that our stewardship of this republic is important. We are the stewards of this republic. We have to take care of it. We have to nurture it. We have to protect it. And these tour events are doing exactly what early patriots have done and prescribed for their future generations to do: gather together, motivate each other, educate each other, inspire each other, and then send everybody home to get involved. That's exactly what we're doing. And it's really, I think, a significant portion of the wake up that we're seeing in America. I really believe it.
Well, that's why they wanted us to be separated during COVID. Don't see your neighbor. Like, suddenly your neighbor was like the boogeyman, like so scary. Don't Good see your point. Family member. Like, grandparents couldn't see their brand new baby grandchild because of COVID. Like, I understand brand new parents, you know, never had a child before. It's very scary. Like, all of a sudden you're responsible for this human being. So I understand, you know.
And adult children couldn't go see their dying parents in the memory care unit, you know.
Exactly. So, I mean, and so they wanted us to be divided because this whole thing of us uniting is so powerful, and we're winning. We are winning, and sometimes it may not feel like it, but if you look overall and you take a step back and you see the big picture, look at all the things, look where we've come from where we were to now, we're winning. Yes, the Great Reset's happening, but not without obstacles, not without us standing in the way. And I think ultimately it will fail because I think God has a plan for our country. I don't think he had an anointing like he did, like you just talked about, and then say, well, I think I'm done with America. I just don't see that. I think God has a plan and a purpose for America. We're the last hill. We're the last light on the hill. We're the last point of freedom. Where do you go? Where do you go in the world if America falls? There's no other place. No other place to go. We are President the last Reagan. Ones.
Yep. President Reagan told a great story about that back in the day. He recalled two people talking to a Cuban refugee who had come over here legally and gone through the process. And during the course of the conversation, I'm just going to paraphrase it here, but basically the two American guys talking to this Cuban immigrant were saying, wow, what a story you have. And it's incredible. Thanks for sharing it. And it's what a deal. And he goes, you think my story is incredible? He says, At least I had some place to go. I have America. You guys, if you let America fall, there is no place to go. And so to your point, we have to protect it. The rest of the world, this is not an ego statement. The rest of the world looks to America as that light on the hill that Reagan talked about. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure get emails. I get emails from around the world. People say, we're praying for you. We're, you know, pulling for America, because if you guys fall, the rest of us are going to fall. So I'm with you, though. I think the nightmare is lessening. We focus on the wins. God is not going to abandon one of his covenant nations, and we're going to be fine. You know, and I'll just say this too. Speaking of victories, you know, if people are hungry for examples, you look around this country, and I'm going to use school boards as an example. People have been running, conservatives running for and winning seats on school boards, and they've been firing woke superintendents across this country. And as of today, there are 14 states that have outlawed critical race theory in their school curriculum. So that's a huge win against the indoctrination of our children. That's really good news. And yet you don't see it on the mainstream. So I just want to remind people that there's, and I could give a dozen more, you know, this whole voting thing, you talked about it at the beginning of this show, Liz Cheney, she's out. And I made a comment about it last night. You see, in the era of stolen elections, we can still win. And of course, the people that default to the negative will say, oh, it was just a measly small election in Wyoming. They're not going to waste their time on the cheat on that one. Wait till November. It's not true. They want to get as many of these seats as possible, folks. Don't fool yourself.
Why do you think her dad tried to campaign for her? They were desperate.
Yep.
How come they're so miserable looking? I think you said that on your show and I started laughing. I think you said that the left has like the most ugliest looking people and they're so miserable.
Oh my God, liberals are ugly. This is not pleasant to look at. I mean, look at us. Look, conservatives are beautiful, good looking, handsome people because
we
we're happy.
And we have a smile on our face.
I'm not talking about
this. Let me show you Liz.
Liz and her dad, that commercial he did, he looked like
Gollum. He looks so angry. That did not make me want to vote for her. Like, I was scared of him. I'm like, geez.
Yeah.
You would think, being a former vice president, you would have had a smile on your face or something if you're trying to win your daughter's seat back. But this is her. She looks scary. Like, you don't want to talk to her. And then this is her dad. It was scary. And then you look at us. Oh, we have a smile on our face.
I know.
You want to join our party because we're the happy party. We are happy people.
Well, we're the party of hope. We're the party of God. We're the party of life. You know, we believe in building people up and giving people their dignity. The left is famous for saying, oh, we're the party of human dignity. We're the party of equality, of welcoming. Everybody's welcome. And you look at what they do in real life, and it's not at all true. The border is a primary example. We're not going to have any vetting. People can come on in because, you know, when you vet people, when you screen people, that diminishes their human dignity. And we're going to let them come on in unfettered and without restriction. Come on in, America. That's what we're designed for. Give us your masses, the huddled masses. You're poor, you're weak. The Statue of Liberty. Well, they take all of that out of context. There has to be a screening mechanism. And you look at the border. Are you kidding me? Do you think that there's human dignity in all of that? Look at the suffering. You mentioned it. Nobody gets to the southern border on the Mexico side without going through the cartels. And there are trees and bushes down there that have been named rape trees in Mexico because they child sex traffic these children. They hang their clothes in these trees as symbols of trophies. And you think that's dignified? You think that's lifting people up? None of these entitlements, whether it's free access to the United States, free education, free healthcare, none of that lifts up people. None of it gives you human dignity. It does the exact opposite.
People coming through with the cartel, they might think things are going to be one way, and their life is miserable and a hell once they start on the journey with them. And I bet they regret the start of them getting with the cartel, because their life is horrible. And this is what the left wants. They don't want to protect these people. They don't want to help these people out. And it breaks my heart. And the children, hearing from the Border Patrol, the things that they were telling me a couple weeks ago, especially with the kids, it just really broke my heart. So you know, when we get into office, things are going to get better. We're going to have human dignity. We're going to help people. And life is going to improve in the United States. We only need a few more months to go. This hell's almost over. The nightmare's almost over. Things are going to get better. Things are almost
I agree. I love it. I'm right there with you. I agree.
Doug, I just really enjoy your friendship. And I really enjoyed today's episode. Thanks for coming back. I can't wait to have you back on my show again, because I will. I love talking to you. We could talk for hours, you and I. It wouldn't be hard at all. So yep, go to DougBillings.us. Go there, find a show, find hope. If you feel hopeless, you'll feel hope-filled after listening to him. Use his promo code RIGHTSIDE to get tickets at the Reawaken America Tour. So you can go to TimeToFreeAmerica.com and use promo code RIGHTSIDE. Is that correct?
Yes, thank you.
Cool. And I'll put a link in the description of the show notes, so make sure you do that. Doug, thank you so much for your time today. I hope you have a fantastic rest of your week.
Amber, thank you for everything that you do. God bless you and your family. Tell your mom I said hi, and you keep on doing what you're doing. You're making a difference, and I love you. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Say, make money, money, make money, money, money.
Make money, money, make money, money, money.
Money makes the world go round. I'm the talk around town. Remy gave me the sound.
Fat pockets.
I need that thriller on the rilla.
Fat pockets.
I need that thriller on the
Hey, welcome back. I'm Amber May, and today I'm going to be talking to you about protecting your wealth. Normally, I talk to you about protecting your health. I talk about other things, but today we're going to be talking about your wealth, because if you don't have your health and you don't have your wealth, then what do you have, right? And so I'm going to show you a strategy where you won't lose money. You can only gain money, and you're going to be like, what? How does that work? I'm going to show you how, because what I do is it's a growth-only strategy. Meaning if the market goes backwards, you don't lose a penny. When the market's doing great, you do great too. And I'm going to show you how to do it, because I want to help you guys build a legacy for yourself and for your family. So imagine this, like, we always hope that we are on the top end of the market when we're getting ready to retire. But if you're like my dad, that may not happen to you. And you know, my dad was in 2008, we all remember the housing market that crashed, right? Everything went down, stocks, everything went down. We just had a total meltdown of our market. And so my dad, who's really close to retiring, lost a great deal of his money. Was he able to retire at that point? Absolutely not. How could he live when he had just lost a ton of his money? And I don't want that to happen to you, because after I saw that happen in real life, I was like, Nope. So that's why, one of the reasons I'm really passionate about what I do. So let me show you. So I am with First A&M Futures and First Financial Security. And right here, this is kind of what I was talking about, where the stock market, so you can see right here in 2008, the stock market took a dive. If you were on the index, because that's what we use with our clients, these people never took a hit. So if my dad would have been on the index in 2008, he would have been fine. He could have retired. So you always hope that it's you that are on the upswing, like up here, and not the downswing when it's your time to retire. So I'd love to sit and talk to you. 15 minute conversations, all I really need, 20 minutes maybe. And then if you're interested, go fill out the form on my website at theambermayshow.com. Contact me, let me know you want to talk to me 15, 20 minutes, and we can show you how you can have a growth only way to save for retirement, have a great robust savings, protection should you become ill or injured. This is amazing for children. So if you're looking at a way to invest for your children, do what I did. Come talk to A&M Futures, Amber May, and we'll get you taken care of. Have a great day.